Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for December 29, 2016. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at theinspiringword.org. And we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. Now, on today's program, we're going to discuss the knowledge of good and evil, also known as depravity, also known as the sin nature, also known as the fall of man. So let's go to God's Word. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 3, beginning with verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go. And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So let's think of a few things this evening. As we open God's Word and as we look at the knowledge of good and evil, it is a knowledge that we all have, first of all. I am a supporter of proper psychology. I'm a supporter of proper psychiatry. I am not a supporter of this ideology going around that says, well, we just don't understand what good and evil is, and good and evil means different things to different people, and because it means different things to different people, people are going to behave certain ways, and blah, 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 blah. God's Word tells us some things that are entirely different. You see, we all have a knowledge of good and evil, and it comes from Adam and Eve. It comes from their fall in the garden, and that fall in the garden is transmitted to us. It is imputed to us through Adam and Eve. Now, we could get into all kinds of theological talk and doctrinal discernment and all kinds of things like that, but the very best doctrine that we can have from the Word of God is just a very specific common sense of application and approach to it. Scripture will always interpret Scripture. And the thread running through the Word of God is that man is born into sin, and man is redeemed from sin through Jesus Christ upon confessing with his mouth and believing with his heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead. Then, and only then, will man be saved, or will man be redeemed from their sin. Now think about that tonight. in order for us to understand the knowledge of good and evil and to properly approach it, we must confront the problem. From God's Word in verses 8 through 13, we know first that to confront the problem, we must hear from God. God approached Adam. God came to talk to Adam in the cool of the day. Adam heard God coming. He knew God's there. He knew God was there. He felt the presence of God. And because he felt the presence of God, he had to run from God because he knew that he had disobeyed God. Now, isn't that the way that we operate? When we hear from God and we know we're in the presence of God and we know that we're out of the will of God, the first thing we start looking for is a place to try to avoid God. Over 2016, how many times have you heard from God and have you chose not to follow? And that takes us to the next point. When we hear from God, we too often hide from God. Messages have been preached for very long periods of time over hearing and hiding from God. And I'm not going to just park on that topic tonight. I could, but I'm not. There is a point here that must be made when we confront the problem of good and evil. And that is, first, we will hear from God. He will address us. And next, we will do one of two things. We will either come to God when He calls, or we will hide from God when He calls. Too often today, people are hiding from God. People are hiding from the reality of God being the Redeemer, and God being the Creator, and God just being God. We want to turn Him into something that He isn't. We want to reinvent Him. We're always wanting to do something with God except take Him at His Word, except hear from Him and run to Him. When we confront the problem, we not only hear from God, and we not only hide from God, but we realize that God addresses us individually. God addressed Adam, individual. Then God addressed Eve, individually. Now, Adam and Eve, if you notice, they immediately went to this old adage, this old excuse. Well, it was always somebody else's fault. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. It's always somebody else's fault. I wouldn't have taken that drink if somebody had not offered it. I would not have been on that porn site had somebody not shown it to me. I would not have done, been, said, fill in the blank, unless somebody else had done it. Listen, folks, it's time that we stand up and take responsibility for who we are. We are sinners. And that's the problem. We need to confront the problem. The problem is sin. Why do we have abortion? Because of sin. Why do we have wars? Because of sin. Why do we have divorce? Because of sin. Why do we have churches that fail? Because of sin. Why do we have trouble and strife and arguing and division inside of churches? Because of sin. We need to take individual responsibility and individual accountability and confront the problem, which is sin. And instead of us trying to confront it in the lives of someone else, we need to confront it in our own life, personally. We need to go look in the mirror and we need to ask God the question, show me what's wrong with me. Let me confront the problem in my own life. Going into 2017, are you willing to confront the problem in your life? Are you willing to confront the sin that is in your life? Are you willing to confront the separation from God that is in your life? Are you willing to confront the hearing of God that is being called upon in your life? Are you willing to confront the problems in your life first? Whether we confront the problems or not, we've got to realize God's Word pronounces a consequence. Remember the serpent? He told the serpent that there's going to be some things change about you. You're going to be brought to the lowest form of a person on the face of the earth. You're going to be crawling on your belly. You're going to be eating the dust and the sand. You, Satan, are going to be crawling on your belly lower than anything. It is a picture of the horrid nature of Satan. He is subtle. He is subtle. When we look at Satan and his involvement throughout humanity and throughout mankind, we see Satan as a very subtle character. He is always offering us what we want. He is always trying to offer exactly what we want. He tried to offer Adam and Eve exactly what they want. He tried to offer Cain exactly what he wanted. He tried to offer Noah what he wanted. He tried to offer David what he wanted. When it comes to humanity and mankind, we usually extend our hand and say thank you to the subtle offering of the devil. That's why we have a problem hiding from God when we hear from Him. That's why we have a problem of making excuses when God addresses us. Because we know that we have to face the consequences of dealing with the serpent. Those consequences were made profound to Adam and Eve both in verses 16 and 17 of our text. You see, there's consequences to sin. And you're not going to avoid them. I'm not going to avoid them. When we fail God, when we hide from God, when we hear God and move away from Him instead of to Him, then we have to face the reality of God's consequences in our life. Have you considered that in your life? Aren't you tired of dealing with the consequences of sin? It would be so much better for 2017 in your life if you would just consent to God's call upon your life and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and obtain the salvation and the forgiveness of the consequences that come from sin. And the ultimate consequences are eternity in hell. Hell is a very real place, just like heaven is a very real place. And there are consequences for rejecting God. You are a sinner first, and then because you are a sinner, you sin. Often the devil has us tricked into believing that we are a sinner because we have sinned, because we have committed some special sin that has pushed us over the edge, and now God cannot or will not reach us and will not have us. We have never been acceptable to God because of the sin nature that we inherited from Adam and Eve, and we never will be apart from Jesus Christ. So let's come to Jesus. Let's come to Jesus. Let's ask Him to forgive us of our sin. That brings us to verses 21 and 23, which I didn't read, but you need to look at them in your Bible, which is enacting the pronouncement, which is God's caring for the sinner. You see, God loves you and He loves me. He loved us enough to give us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And He still loves you and I tonight. He cares for us and He is concerned for us. And you'll find that in verse 23. He is concerned about you. He is concerned about me. He is concerned about all of His creation. God wants you to come to Him through Jesus Christ. Will you do that? Will you make 2017 the year that you had Jesus Christ and you took Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Begin 2017 in a Bible-believing church. Begin 2017 with a relationship in Jesus Christ. Begin 2017 in a spiritual high that nothing, no champagne, no New Year's bubbly, none of that stuff can touch and can do. Bless God. Begin 2017 and Sunday morning with a new life in Jesus Christ by enacting in your life the pronouncement of the salvation and the redemption through Him. Well, I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to your walk with the Lord. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible. And to accomplish this, we need your help. You see, by sharing our podcast and our website with others, you will help share God's Word around the world. Will you help us by telling others about the inspiring Word? You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News, by visiting theinspiringword.org, or by visiting iTunes and looking for the Inspiring Word podcast. Thank you, and until next time, may God keep you firmly in His grip.